And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and our topics this morning are happening across the country and right here in the Motherload. They are human trafficking and stalking, and we have a panel of guests that are dealing with these crimes. Tuolumne County District Attorney Cassandra Janecki, Deputy DA Stephanie Novelli, and Pam Orbaugh, Community Services Coordinator at Center for a Nonviolent Community. We left off talking about what people can do to try to protect themselves and children. Now I want to continue on with stalking. Why is it one of the most underreported crimes with fewer than 40% reported? And I'm going to ask Pam.
Thank you, Tracy. So stalking is a crime in every state in the U.S. and I believe every territory. So it's across the board. It's illegal. But it is one of the most underreported crimes because people are afraid to report it. So the whole point of stalking is that they are existing in a constant state of fear because of the stalker. And so they falsely believe that, oh, if I do nothing, it will go away. Or they fear that if I do take action, it will escalate. And so that is one of the most common reasons that it's underreported. It's also underreported because people get taught to minimize that, oh, it's not that big a deal. Why are you being so dramatic? And it's very common in romantic relationships or failed romantic relationships. So we can see in our pop culture, you know, depending on which generation you're a part of, you can, you know, Lloyd Dobler standing outside her window with his radio, Twilight, and sort of the stalking behaviors that were prevalent in that pop culture phenomenon, all the way to 50 Shades of Grey. And, you know, it's alluring, it's flattering, someone being so taken with you. It's actually toxic and it's inappropriate. And these behaviors, because we have messages that conflict with what is actually healthy in a relationship, that's the other reason. People are taught to believe that, oh, they're just being melodramatic or they're taking it too seriously, when in fact it's a crime and it's causing them to live in fear and they should be empowered to report it.
The stats also show that 1 in 6 women and 1 in 17 men have experienced stalking victimization in their lifetimes. Is that correct, Steph?
Yes, that number is correct according to studies that have been done. I think that when we think about stalking, we often think about relationships or failed relationships. Stalking does happen in non-relationship. I'm currently prosecuting a case where it doesn't have anything to do with a relationship. It's something bad is happening between these two individuals that's causing another to harass the other repeatedly. But it does. Most commonly, it is found in relationships. And what we see, especially in Tuolumne County, so I handle all the domestic violence in the county. So every referral that comes into our office, I review. The great point of having one person review it all is that I can see patterns. And so most of the stalking cases that we charge, I get from DV, where I'm seeing the same people over and over, and I will contact the sheriff's office, I will contact Sonora PD, I will have our victim advocates reach out to the victim, and we will do, after I get a DV report, we will do follow-up that it then turns into a stalking case, because individuals themselves often don't identify, I am being stalked. So it's something that we see, and it's a really sad pattern that we see often.
Wow. And do most victims, do they know their stalker stuff?
Typically, yes. You know, you have those stories about a famous person, you know,
right,
having attention.
Yeah.
That's not really what we're seeing in Tuolumne County. We're seeing it from those relationships, or we're seeing it from failed work things that are happening. And so, yeah, they do know their stalker, which oftentimes can make it harder to report because there may have been feelings in the past. They care about, you know, that individual. They don't want them to get in trouble. They think, if I don't say anything, it'll peter out on its own, and I'll just stick it out and deal with it.
I would imagine that there are psychological issues for both victims of stalking and of trafficking. Are you seeing that? I mean, I would imagine the fear.
Yes, absolutely. So fear, you know, you hear about people when they're in stressful situations, they fight, they freeze, or they run. And fear has something to do with all of that. And unfortunately, a lot of times in stalking and trafficking, the fear prevents individuals from coming forward and from seeking help because they believe, A, that no one will believe them. They think that maybe they'll get in trouble for some reason. And they just don't feel safe enough to come forward to Center for Nonviolent Community or to call law enforcement to seek the help so that they can get out of these really bad situations.
And I would imagine the stalker or the trafficker could also be holding things against them or threatening them.
Absolutely. We talked about revenge porn. Obviously, there's always a lot of times, especially when we talk about domestic violence, that turns into stalking. There's a lot of issues at play. There's a lot. There can be money over their heads. Children are involved often. Mm-hmm. And so there's always a threat of, if you do something, I'm going to take the kids away. So there's so many things that go into preventing or making someone feel like they're in a position where they cannot step forward and speak up.
And I have to say, you know, every day when I'm on the job, I hear the scanners because they're in the studio. And I also read all of the law enforcement's custody reports. And I have to say, at least every one of them has at least one or two domestic violence reports on them. And that's for Calaveras, that's for Amador, that's for Mariposa and Tuolumne County.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a huge problem. A few months ago, we did at the Board of Supervisors, we asked them to acknowledge Domestic Violence Month. I believe it was in October. Yes, in October. And we were talking about how this, especially with this pandemic that's been going on, we've been seeing a dramatic increase in domestic violence calls. And it's a problem in our community. It's a problem across the state and across the country. But it's something that we are working hard to address in Tuolumne County.
What can a trafficking or a stalking victim do to get help, Pam?
So often there is so much fear involved that it can be absolutely terrifying, the idea of reaching out, seeking help. And there's also the devil you know. So if you are in a domestic violence situation, you're in a stalking situation, you're in a trafficking situation, it can be scary to reach out because even though you're being harmed, it's what you know, and the unknown is also scary. So what people can do to get help is obviously, of course, they can reach out to law enforcement for safety, for security, to have the people who perpetrated these crimes against them prosecuted. We know that those can be really long, drawn-out cases. In no way am I trying. We have a magnificent attorney in law enforcement, but those can also be really intimidating. And so people can come to resources like Center for a Nonviolent Community or our, you know, colleagues in Calaveras, Amador counties, where they do not need to be law enforcement involved to seek help and support for what they're going through. Because we understand that that could be a very scary and trying process as well. So the other thing is if they, you know, don't necessarily have access to, we understand people have their access limited to law enforcement, their family networks. If you can just find one person, like one person to tell who is safe, who you might be able to get support from, just start that way, a safe, supportive person. I think particularly when going back to like domestic violence or stalking, but realistically calling law enforcement, calling a center, we're trained to be stealthy and try to interact with you in a way that would not be indicative to the harmer you're trying to evade. So that is why I recommend that they reach out to the trained professionals, because we can have that element of helping you navigate the process to stay safe while you're getting help.
Of course, knowing that this is going on in our county, what can we, the public, do to help you guys or to help the victims? Cassandra?
Tracy, thank you so much for that question. So in any effort to reduce victimization of members in our community, it is incumbent upon the rest of us that if we see something, we say something. We, as a law enforcement community, cannot by ourselves mitigate these crimes. We have to have community investment, community awareness, and a community that's willing to go to the mat for each other. Tuolumne County is that place. So, you know, one of the things that I think about when we talk about needs for our children in Tuolumne County, we need a robust mentorship program that gives kids who are at risk, who maybe don't have the best home life, who are great kids and super together. All of our kids need adults in their life who are going to focus on them. And then I'll tell you, Tracy, something to be shocked by. Stalking and human trafficking are not qualified as serious or violent felonies in the state of California. Mm-hmm. So we should also be talking to our state legislatures about the crimes that affect our most vulnerable populations.
Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you being here and informing the public. And we have been talking about human trafficking and stalking. It is happening right here in Tuolumne County. And we have been speaking with those who deal with it, Tuolumne County District Attorney Cassandra Janecki, Deputy DA Stephanie Novelli, and Pam Orbaugh, Community Services Coordinator at Center for a Nonviolent Community. Once again, thank you for joining us today. And we also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.